5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hey, this is not first class.
Circus! Afro Circus! Afro Circus! Afro
Welcome to The Clown Car, a parenting podcast where a dad
and a mom
talk about what it's like being the ringleaders in our own circus.
We are not professionals. The only credentials we have are for kids. So do your research and find what works for you. Hello, fellow ringleaders. I am Crystal, and next to me is my handsome, disgusting, snot-faced, sicky husband.
Me. I'm sick.
Yay.
But you know what?
In your face.
I'm still podcasting for you.
Because last week when I said you were sick, you corrected me and said it was allergies. Boom. In your face. You got it. You got my allergies.
See, people, this is what I had to put up with. Do I get babied? No, I get ridiculed and mocked when I'm sick.
What? Whatever, I took the kids so you could take a 2-hour nap today. You're welcome. He's drinking water. He's leaning forward.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I had to stay hydrated.
Yes.
So, hi everybody. Let's talk about some stories of the week. Story of the week!
You don't want to talk more about, like, mucus production and...
That could be...
Bathroom time.
That could be part of the story of the week.
Ooh, singing. See, you do have energy.
So, only when I want to do intros.
Story of the week. Okay, so let's get into it. I guess I'll go first because I have this huge list and you have like one thing.
Yeah, she has all this stuff and I'm like, wait.
Once again, you've been busy. So, I've been busy losing kids and almost killing them.
I'm killing them.
So, this has been an exciting week for the Ricks. On Monday...
Let's just start at the beginning.
Yeah. On Monday, we did Burger King on Monday instead of Friday this week. So, a lot of people were there. And we... So, there's a big group of us. And we stayed until... Usually, I don't know if you're like me, but you stay until your kids are monsters and they need naps. So... I stayed till the bitter, bitter end, and my kids were all freaking out and wanted to go home, and we had our oldest, because it was spring break. I forgot to mention that. Spring break week!
Yay!
Woo! And then so, the last one of us, the other one, she was getting her kids out, and I was getting my kids out. Everyone's crying and throwing fits, and I'm just like, I just want to get out of here. So we get out to the car, and I'm yelling at my kids, just get in the car! And I open the side door to put in my baby, and I realize I have no baby.
I don't have the baby.
I totally left him in the play place. And so I freaked out. I was like, I forgot Jackson! And Grayson, my 7-year-old's like, I'll go get him. And I was like, no, you stay in the car! And I run into Burger King. And I, in my head, I don't know, it was only like 2 minutes, but in my head, he's already like gone. Someone took him, like, took him to the police, or he's in there crying, freaking out. I just, all these things ran through my head. And I walk in there, and there's all these little girls surrounding him, because he's just sitting there with this big smile on his face, and they all thought he was adorable. So, I just picked him up and tried to get out of there as fast as possible. And in the meantime, my 7-year-old comes bolting in behind me, and tries to grab him. And I was like, what are you doing? I told you to stay by the car. So he runs back out to the car. I'm trying to like push him out the door, carry my 1-year-old. I'm totally like freaking out in my head. And I drop my phone as we're leaving the play place. And it gets wedged under the door.
And as you were opening.
Yeah, as I'm opening it. And I cannot get it out. So I just slightly push the door forward, trying to get it out. Like wedge it.
Unwedge it.
Unwedge it. And I just hear this like... And I just see the screen turning to powder on the floor. And it just, like, dissipated into this cloud of nothingness.
Of cell phone.
So I killed the screen. And when I went out to my car, I pushed the button. And it just went like...
All the Not the outer layers of, but the inner layer, cell layers were damaged as well. So you
yeah, so it was...
No picture.
I killed my phone.
It was dead.
And I forgot my child. And we got in the car. And because the seven-year-old came back in with me, the other two were like running around in the parking lot. It was horrible. It's one of those days where I was like, I don't deserve my children. Ugh. So it was awful. It was terrible. And I went home and I was just so mad. I actually wrote a blog about it, which we'll be posting on our webpage.
This week.
Yay.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, you can hear about my failings.
Instead of listening, you can also read.
Yay.
Woo.
So that was my Monday. And it was horrible.
I didn't do much on Monday.
You've been working on the big website launch for work.
That's right.
So...
Yeah, I've been busy with work.
Well, fine then. I'll just jump into my next horrible story. I thought that would be the worst thing of the week. So Thursday.
Do we want to go into the horribleness, or do we want to pad it with something fun?
Oh, fine. We'll pad it.
Pad it with the something that you did was awesome that normal people wouldn't do.
Oh. Okay, so we had a movie party.
A movie party, not just like
do that.
No. People have like invite your like you child invite your best friend and you child invite your best friend. No, Crystal's like, hey, let's just put a general post on Facebook and see who wants to come. And then our house ended up being full with 15 kids.
Yeah, it was a pretty good turnout.
So, no, people don't do that. And that's why I think you're awesome. And everyone else thinks it was pretty awesome.
The only hard thing was I was still sick. And so I couldn't breathe through my nose. Although I still thought it might just be allergies. So I didn't feel bad about other people's kids being there. So sorry if anyone caught that. But
you're so welcome. I couldn't breathe.
Like the party itself was fun. But my anger fuse throughout the day while I was prepping the house was pretty pathetic. So there might have been a little bit of a lot of exploding.
But that's okay. At the end of the night, everyone was happy.
Yeah, it ended up being fun. We watched Big Hero 6, and I had popcorn bags for all the kids and lots of candy and Rice Krispie treats, and I sugared those suckers up and sent them home.
Yay!
So, yeah, it was way fun. And actually, all 15 kids sat through the entire movie.
Which is weird, because the age range went from...
It was 5 to 10.
It was 5 to 10.
That was my limit.
Was children invited, but then we had our own 3 and 1-year-old that sat through the movie.
Yeah. So. Yeah, the 1-year-old, that was weird. So, okay, so the trick here was turn up the movie really really loud so they can't talk over it
and turn off
all the lights so there's nothing else to look at but the movie and they're golden. That's they sat right. through it all. But what was funny is
it's like movie theaters have been doing this for a long time.
Yeah. Oh, I thought I was being original and genius. But what's funny is it turned out so well that one of my good friends said, hey, that was a great idea. I want to do it. So on Friday, she had a movie party at her house. Same thing. Posted on Facebook. She did 5 to 11-year-olds come to her house. And she had probably about 15 kids come over, too.
Cool.
So, yeah, it was cool. She had way better treats than we did, though.
Oh, yeah.
I was kind of, you one-upped me, friend. I'm coming for you. Next time, house, bigger and better.
How can she one-up you? It was, like, your brainchild.
She had, like, 4 different kinds of cookie.
Like, homemade 4 cookies?
No.
Oh.
That's smart. There she bought the cookies.
There you go.
And didn't stress it out.
There you go. You could do 4
homemade
different cookies.
Giant cookies that are cream-filled and frosted. Yeah. Next time. So, but it was really fun. We had a fun time. I was glad because all these people I talked to.
So question. Why? People were probably wondering, why did you do this? Why would you want to do this?
Because I'm a party animal.
That's not a good enough answer.
Why? Because...
Yeah, like, why would you... At the end of the day, most parents are going to be like, I just want to relax and do my own thing, but
so that's why I did movie party. But I just sat there and ate popcorn.
I know, but it's just like, but you still had 15 kids in your house.
Well, I was kind of getting to that, then you cut me off.
Oh, well.
The reason why is because everyone I talked to like, hey, what are you doing for spring break? And everyone was like, oh, we are sailing to the coast.
We're going to the Caribbean.
I know. Like, one person's like,
be like, forget you.
Yeah, one person's like, we're going to a resort in Cancun for 2 weeks. So I was like, 2 weeks? It's not even spring break. That's past spring break. So, I don't know. Maybe it's a little bit of guilt. Like, wow, I thought we were going to turn on a sprinkler. Yeah.
I thought I'd throw some junk food at my kids and
call again.
Do something.
So I guess I had that like, wow. Maybe it was probably just because I was comparing myself. But also I wanted to do something fun. You know I like throwing parties. I love having get-togethers. I actually had someone come up to me and they're like, you always do fun stuff. And since we've moved here, we've had 3 things in the last 6 months. I'm like, I'm not always doing things, but hey.
We're going to start doing things all the time now. I know. Maybe now, like quarterly.
Now there's a bar set. But no, it was, I don't know. I just thought it was fun. And minimum, I didn't have to plan anything. I just popped in a movie. And we said, wear your pajamas. So I was in my PJs. It was awesome.
Sweet. So, all right, now you can go to the other bad thing that happened this week.
Okay, first let's talk about bugs.
Bugs. Oh, yeah, bugs. So, you know, we've talked about before how our kids love bugs.
All of them. It's crazy. It's so weird and creepy.
Ah, well, they're kids. Kids like bugs. But our 3-year-old has had this really big fascination of finding cockroaches.
Ugh.
And then proceeding to play with them.
No, and most of the time they're like, I think they treated our house before we moved in. Because whenever we find cockroaches, they're like on their backs, you know, doing the leg kicking thing.
Yeah.
Like they're pretty much dead. But she finds them.
And but she has found a couple of lively ones. And she's not afraid. Like,
oh,
she,
so gross.
She picks them up and then she like
pets them.
She like has them crawl over her hands and like you would see a sweet little girl do with like a ladybug or something. And our little 3-year-old is like,
this is my cockroach.
This is my cockroach. It's like one of those like the Evil Children movies or something like that.
No,
or it's
like
just
in
like
a claymation movie.
These are my friend the cockroaches.
No, it's horrible. It's so, so gross.
So she likes playing with cockroaches.
Nothing
this week.
Nothing grosses me out more than seeing her with those things crawling all over.
Yeah. So that's, yeah, that's been her thing this week.
She's like made homes for them outside. We try to keep them outside. We've cleaned out some jars and she has jars of like dead cockroaches and some other dead bugs. But yeah. For her, they're not dead.
They're sleeping.
They're just there. And she... Like, and our other daughter, she loves bugs, too. She caught a beetle-y thing in an Easter egg today, and she was just shaking the heck out of it. And she goes, what'd she name it? It was, like, Margaba or something like that. Something weird. And she's like, Margaba thinks this is a roller coaster, and just shaking the egg. I'm like, that poor bug. And then she came in a few minutes later, and she's like, Margaba died. And I was like, what
really?
Happened? And
really?
They're like, we put her in the pool. Because they made, like, bug land. They call it Bug Park.
Bug Park.
And they yeah. set up, like, slides and stuff, and they put their bug in the pool to swim, and it died. I'm like, I think it died on the roller coaster, but just saying.
Maybe, yeah.
So, well, the other thing is, Lacey, we got this tractor. Where did we get the tractor? Oh, from our friend's house.
Yeah.
She's giving away
little,
toys.
Little toy tractor.
It's this tiny, tiny little tractor, but the back window opens, and so all the kids have been filling it with roly-polies.
Yeah.
Like, full. So, at one point, there's like 30 roly-polies in this tractor, and I told the kids, you need to go put those out. Like, that's starting to gross me out a little. And I go out into the garage, and Lacey dumped them out in our garage.
Of course.
And so, I just see him scurrying under all of our stuff. I was like, oh. At least it wasn't cockroaches.
That's right.
But still, it grossed me out.
I don't know. She could be keeping a colony of cockroaches somewhere.
she's the cockroach queen.
These are my friends.
Oh, maybe that is her utter matter.
That's right.
Cockroach. So anyway, that was that.
Yeah.
I think those are all our bug stories.
Yes. So,
okay. So back to Thursday.
Thursday.
So Thursday, our oldest son got invited to a whole day event to go to a town or a city that's 2 hours away. to go to this fun place.
With one of his friends.
Yeah. So he was gone and I was feeling so sick. I was supposed to have a sprinkler party with some friends, but I couldn't breathe. And I just the thought of like pretending to be happy.
Sociable.
Yeah. I was like, oh, I have to cancel. And so Barry had a trip to another town that's an hour away. And in that
For work.
Yeah. In that town, they have a river. And they put in this, like, fake beach by the river. So I was thinking, I could just go to the river and sit and not have to smile at anybody. It sounds perfect. And so I canceled the sprinkler party. Sorry, neighbor. You know who you are. And so we went with Barry to this place, hour away. And we get there. Well, the first thing that was frustrating was...
And I wasn't with them because I had a meeting for work.
Yeah, it was just me. And I had drank a large McDonald's drink on the drive there. So I had to pee so bad. So I hurry. I have the stroller, pushing the stroller and my two slow walking girls. And I was like, come on, let's go to the bathroom. And so we get to the bathroom and these city workers pull up and they're like, sorry, that one's broken. You have to go over there. And I look at the shed right next to us. I'm like, oh, that little brown building. And they're like, no, down there. And so dun, dun, dun. I look and it was like a scene from a movie where you just see it like
just like
stretching far, so far away. I was like, no. So I'm doing like the pee-pee dance walking there because I seriously was about to explode. Pushing the stroller. I'm like, come on, girls. Mommy has to go. And then we get in there and both of the girls jump on the potty before I get a chance. And I'm like, I have to go. And you know, I don't know if your kids are the same, but our kids take forever on the potty. They sit there and chat.
No.
And they...
Our five-year-old does. Our three-year-old acts pretty
Yeah, crazy. The five-year-old takes forever. And she wipes forever. It just drives me crazy. And so finally, I go to the bathroom. Sorry, that was probably too much information. But... And then so we get all in our suits. We all get sunscreened. And we go back down there. And at first, the kids were just playing in the sand. And just at the very, like, outskirts of the water. It was pretty cold. And then there's this little island with a bridge going to it. The island's like 15 feet away from the banks of the river. And the two younger girls say, can we just cross over there? And I thought they wanted to go play in the sand because there's more sand over there. And so I said, sure. And then at that point, Jackson, of course, takes off the other way. So I turn around to get him. And as I'm looking at Jackson, watching how cute he is playing in the sand, I see this woman at a table near us just stand up, make this huge scene, and go run into the water. And I just have that moment like, please don't be my kids. Like, I just knew. And I turn around and she dives into the water fully clothed, and I look like trying to see where she's looking, and all I can see is the ponytail of my three-year-old floating at the tip of the water. And she jumped off the island thing straight into the water. And I see all these people. There's three teenagers standing right by her. And I see, they're just staring at her. And I was in this, like, frozen terror. Like, I should have just jumped in the water, but I was like, ah! And just froze. And I hear the teenagers go, hey, I think she's drowning. And I was like, oh, duh! And so finally they pick her up out of the water. And then that frantic mom, they just hand her off. Like, they probably thought she was hers. And the lady carries her heroically out of the water while I'm just standing there like Bambi. And so she hands me Lacey. And I sit down and wrap her up in a towel. It wasn't too bad because she didn't cry. She was shaking a little bit, but I don't think she really understood that she could have died. I think it was just like, whoops, I fell. So I was holding her. But the horrible part was that I hear just moving down the banks, the beach, I just hear people saying, that's the girl that almost died. She almost drowned. And everyone's pointing at us. And I was like, yeah, I know. I'm that mom. I wasn't looking. I'm horrible. Just point and stare.
Well, you were...
Whatever.
You were chasing after the one-year-old.
Ugh. I know. But then, it was just awful. There's nothing to say. It was just horrible and embarrassing. I think what's shameful is I felt more embarrassed than I did scared. Because I saw the people.
Yeah.
I knew she was okay. But just the stares and the, like, the gossip. I just hearing it float down the beach to, like, everybody. It was like, yeah, 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 I know. Stop staring. Take a picture.
Last longer.
So that was my experience. But the rest of the time was magical, actually.
Yeah.
I haven't had so much fun with my kids in a while.
But we also had other fun with our kids, right?
Yes.
So, we, here's another thing that, my awesome go-getter wife decided to do. she's like, hey, let's throw a block party and do an Easter hunt with the kids on our block. And once again, people don't do that, but my awesome wife does. And
I like parties!
And so and it turned out to be really awesome. We had, at least all the kids that I know of, like, kids, actually came, and all their parents came, and we were able to use a couple, like, our yard and our neighbor's yard to lay out all the eggs for a hunt, and we did that. And then our awesome neighbor also had a jumping castle.
Yeah, what are the odds? Our neighbors, they're, like, they're elderly.
They're old.
They're older. Elderly, and our kids went outside, and they happened to see them, and they came back in, and they're like, hey, our neighbor's going to have a jumpy castle for the party. I was like, what? And it turns out that their family owns a rental company for bounce houses.
Yeah.
I'm like, what are the odds of that?
I know.
That's awesome.
And so they had a jumping castle there. So after the kids had tons of fun hunting for eggs, they got to go on this jump castle. And then all the adults, we finally got to actually have conversations with each other. Yeah. Because, you know, people in neighborhoods nowadays, they don't necessarily know their neighbors. I mean, you see them and everything. But this, we had the opportunity to, like, have real conversations with our neighbors and get to know them, find out what they do, find out what some of their interests are. And it turned out to be a really good, fun activity. And everyone was really happy and thrilled that it happened. And yeah, so it worked out pretty good. And so we plan on doing more fun activities in the future. So yeah, so that was our fun Easter. We had the hunt on Saturday. We didn't necessarily want to do it on Sunday because Saturday more people were more available, and it turned out to be a really good event.
Well, the reason why we wanted to do a block party was because we've done the city community egg hunt every year in every town that we've lived in, and everyone goes.
Yeah,
and like, even if it's divided,
like, it's like thousands of kids.
Yeah, and even though it's divided by age, I think everywhere, almost everywhere that we've been, it's still like it's like an African lion hunt. It is because, like where we used to live, they said parents, you are not allowed to help your kids pick up eggs, and we're in the like 1 to 3 year old section to help our littlest kids, and the other two were alone. And the parents were like piranhas because they wouldn't pick up the eggs because that was against the rules. But they would pick up their kid and like throw them into the throng and be like, "There, get that egg!" And so
yeah, it was pretty intense.
Like, we had to like pick up our kids, scared they're going to get trampled. It was horrifying. And you ended up getting like 3 eggs with that weird, nasty marshmallow.
Yeah, they had.
Thing? The
cheap,
what is that?
Cheap candy.
This funky, hard-crusted marshmallow. Those aren't good. And so I was like, hey, let's do a block party, because then we can afford, like, the nice candy, and it's funner.
And we had a jumping castle.
Yeah, it was totally. And we had donuts. Did you mention that? I was gone. I had to go help my son. So.
No, but yeah, we had donuts and drinks for everybody.
And our other neighbor helped us. Like, she did it with us. It wasn't just me.
Yeah, it's true.
But we counted. There was over a gross of eggs at ours, so 144 plus like 30.
Oh,
okay. Right? Is that a gross? 144?
I don't know. What's a gross?
A gross.
I was thinking like gross.
Oh no! Okay, I'm looking it up really fast. A gross.
Google will be a friend. A gross.
A gross number.
A gross of eggs. I saw it. A gross of eggs.
Did you? Oh, I put number. Let's see. A unit.
A gross unit.
Let's see. A dozen gross. A gross refers to 144 items. A boom, baby.
A dozen.
You've never heard that term?
No.
A gross of eggs. And the eggs were not gross.
Gross.
Anyway.
I don't know. Gross celery seeds. I've heard of that.
Okay. There you go.
I don't know.
So, I guess our week was quite eventful.
It was eventful.
We did squeeze in a date night, though.
A home date night.
A home date.
A delicious date. One of the greatest things that we love to do for our home dates is to order takeout. And one of our favorite places to do that, because it's affordable and it's yummy, is doing the $20 for a couple from Chili's.
Wow, you're welcome, Chili's. Free advertising.
Yeah.
Chili's.
Baby back ribs. But yeah, so we got our Chili's.
Barbecue sauce.
And we watched
Interstellar.
Did we watch Interstellar for our date night?
No, we watched Death Comes to Pemberley.
We watched Death Comes to Pemberley.
Yes.
So, no, but we did watch...
Which is good.
We did watch Interstellar this week, too.
Yeah, and it was crazy.
It was awesome. I liked it a lot.
It was, except it happened after stressful days, and we started really late.
Yeah,
and so we finished at midnight, and I was just like, what?
Our brains were like, whoa.
I don't understand. But it was good. It was fun.
It was good.
We had a great week.
Yeah, it was
good. Except for the whole kids dying
and being left at Burger King. And your phone being destroyed.
We had to pay another $100 to fix it.
We had phone insurance, so instead of paying the full retail price, which was like close to $500 for your iPhone, we only had to pay $100.
I know. But so. I haven't had that phone for less than a year.
Yeah.
So,
That's why I bought the insurance.
Oh, I have one more really quick story, and then we'll go on to our subject. Just to say, I shouldn't share the story, but I feel like I have to.
Uh-oh.
Because, so, I am at my wit's end getting the house finished for my movie party. I didn't clean it like crazy, but I had to clean. We got all the bedrooms clean, and the bathroom, and everything. And I still was in, like, my gunky clothes, my cleaning clothes. And I wanted to change before everyone got here and at least brush my hair. And I had all the snacks laid out on the counter. It's, like, 6:15. I said the movie started at 6:30. And I see the kids are all crowding around the snacks on the counter. And Jackson, I see him climbing up to the counter, but in my mind, I was already headed to my room to change. So I was like, oh, I'll get him when I come back. And so I'm changing.
Wrong choice.
In that brief moment that I'm changing and getting ready, this is what I hear. Mom, Jackson's peeing on the counter. And I just screamed, did he get the Rice Krispies? And that was where my mind went.
Nice.
And they were like, there's this pause, and I'm like, oh my gosh, he just peed on all the snacks. And they're like, no.
I could just see a picture of that. Just like, he's standing up, he's like, take this, yeah. Rice Krispies! Yeah.
No, and I go out there, and he wasn't wearing a diaper. And there's just this nice puddle. Luckily, it was like feet away from the snacks, so yeah. I wasn't too worried. But as I'm cleaning it, I was like, you will not tell anyone that this happened. Like,
Jackson peed on our tree.
I know, I was so worried. I was like, this does not leave this room. You know, and our kids, so I feel like I was telling my kids, like, keep secrets. I felt so bad. I'm like, this seems like it's going to come back and bite me one day.
That's a good secret to keep.
So that was, and it was awful. I was just sitting there wiping it up, like, but I think I held my cool on that one. But the party was good, so no, I guess. No. Obviously, since I just remembered the peeing story. So that's all. That's my life in a nutshell.
There you go.
For the week.
So last week we talked about the importance of dating your spouse. And this week we wanted to talk about something that relates to that topic, which is finding the right babysitter for going out on a date night.
Yes. Now, the reason why we are broaching this is...
Broaching this?
Yes.
Fancy word.
Why, thank you.
Broaching.
I don't remember why I was reading it, but I saw this article. I think it was on, like, babycenter.com or something. And they're talking about babysitters. And these people are crazy. Some people said, I would never trust a babysitter with my kids, so they never go out.
Well, and it's interesting that you say that, because I just recently spoke with some people, and they said that it's hard for them to trust anyone with their kids.
That's crazy.
And I'm just like, something that we've done since our children were babies, like, even, you know, as they're going, it's like, let's have babysitters and go out on dates and stuff. And now our kids are totally cool with it. Like, they actually like having babysitters come over.
They actually always say, when are we going to have a babysitter?
They're like, when are we going to have a babysitter?
Like, what? I'm not good enough? Come on.
Be like.
No, but the other thing that's crazy is not just that some people don't go out, but other people were saying that your children are your most precious thing in the entire world. Yeah, babysitters should be paid more than minimum wage. And I was like, whoa, that's crazy. Reading that just blew my mind because I was a babysitter. I started at 12 and I babysat all through high school. And I charged, at the time, it's raised, it seems like, I charged $5 an hour. And that was like big money for me at the time.
Yeah, for a kid, yeah.
And so that's just crazy. Like, I'm all for hiring. Okay, Barry and I have like two rules for a good babysitter.
Okay.
Don't kill our kids.
Don't. If our kids are alive, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah. That might be it.
That's it. If our kids are alive by the end of the night.
If you can fill that one rule, we will hire you.
Yeah.
But really, we pick kids usually from church because they share our values. They won't be smoking in front of our kids or, you know,
better not be
teaching them weird stuff. Well, hopefully. But yeah, we pick 12-year-olds on up and we pay them.
Well, yeah, we've decided that, like many daycares and stuff like that, what we do is we do $2 per child per hour.
So that's pretty expensive
So for us, that's $8 an hour for the person.
Which is generous.
So what do you guys charge babysitters? That was a question.
Please tell us. You go out.
Let us know.
That blows my mind. So I'm sorry. I would rather risk a teenager watching my kids than never go out with my spouse. I think I would go crazy. And I feel like those are the best times we connect. So,
yeah. But we have an article that talked about, it's called 10 Reasons to Hire a Babysitter or a Teen Babysitter. And so we just wanted to go over some of the 10 things. Some of them were kind of like, but some of them we agreed with. One of them that we agreed with is that you want a positive role model for your kids. So that's another reason why we generally cater towards when we hire teens to watch our kids, usually young women from our church. Because, like Crystal said, they have the same morals, or at least we know they're being taught what we believe. And that allows for them to be that good role model for your kids as well.
Oh, that makes me laugh, because it says a teen could talk to your kids about what it's like to be in high school or college, or why it's important to study and participate in extracurricular activities, and your kids might actually listen to their advice. But I don't remember talking like that with kids. I remember as babysitter, probably the deepest thing I ever said was like, yeah, dinosaurs were real. You know, like, they don't care. They're not like, what's it like to be a grown up?
Yeah.
Tell me more. Or, I don't know. I never was like, you need to stay in school, kids.
Yeah.
I was like, hey.
Don't do drugs.
Let's have some popcorn and watch a movie.
Yeah.
That's another thing. I know some people that hire babysitters and they're furious if the kids don't clean up. Or
if they just let the kids watch a movie or something like that. I'm just
paying you so I can go out.
Yeah,
so
it's like, you can watch a movie, you can eat whatever you want in our fridge, we don't care.
Yeah.
Because we just want to go out.
I mean, we did have one girl who actually did our dishes.
Yeah.
And we paid her a little
extra.
Yeah,
we gave her a tip
for that. Under the table.
Yeah, that's right.
But, because that was cool. But that's the thing is, the next one is you're the boss.
You're the boss.
And what they're saying is if you have a friend or a grandparent babysit, they might not do what you want. But someone that's paid, especially a teenager who needs that money, they will do what you expect. So if you want them to wash the dishes or clean up after themselves, you can tell them that and they'll do it.
Yep.
So that's good.
Because you're paying them to do it.
But for us, usually we say, just let them watch a movie.
We're like, keep our kids alive.
Yeah, see you in 2 hours.
So
that's it. Number four is my favorite.
Another one is your kids have a lot of energy. So when you hire a teenage person, generally they are going to have enough energy to play games or at least be active or keep up with your kids. Sometimes when you have family members or friends that are older, they're not going to be able to keep up. Like, you know, if you have grandma or grandpa watch your kids, they're probably not going to be able to keep up with your kids as much as, you know, a teenager would.
Some might.
But some. I'm not saying
although
all.
Although I will say that once I came home and my little brother, he's 15, 16. Sorry, you didn't hear that, little brother. 16. He was watching my kids and I walk in the door and he has like two kids on his back. One's hanging off his arm and he's like running around making animal noises. And I was like, wow, I'm so glad that you're doing that, not me. So, yes, I like how it says, you hate to use the term maniacs, so let's just say your kids have some excess energy.
That's right.
My kids are maniacs.
So, teenagers have lots of energy, too.
Yeah.
So.
So, other things?
Accommodating schedules. Teenagers, generally, depending on what they do, but generally have pretty flexible hours after school, and you know, unless they have a job or something, but if they have a job, then they're not looking to get paid to babysit anyway. So, but yeah, so teenagers, they have a lot more flexible schedules than say your family or friends would that are grown-ups doing their own thing as well. And so that's another perk of hiring a teen babysitter, is flexible schedules.
Mm-hmm.
So having a babysitter, it says having a babysitter or even a couple in your Rolodex will heighten your chances of getting regular or last minute care with your rules intact.
Yeah, I have like three girls that I love that I keep in my phone, and I'll text them like every Friday night. Usually it's last minute when we're like, hey, let's go out, and I'll text them and be like, hey, want to babysit tonight? And yes or no, I'll move on to the next one. Yeah. So, there's a couple that I thought were ridiculous. Like, you need a tutor. Like, I'm not going to ask a teenager to be like, hey, teach my son how to read.
Teach my child arithmetic.
While we're gone, educate them. Like, yeah. No.
No.
I want you to run around and I like the energy. Get their energy out. Don't teach them stuff.
But one other thing was, you want affordability. So, in our mind, what we pay for our babysitters is fair, but it's affordable for us too, because we've heard of some people that they've hired babysitters that charge ridiculous amounts, in my opinion, and it's just like, what's the point of even hiring you?
Like in that one article, this one lady said, I would never pay less than $16 an hour.
Whoa.
I'm like, what are they doing? Are they feeding your kids caviar? Like,
gross.
That's expensive.
Yeah, it is.
Seriously.
No thanks.
Yeah. And then the last one is, you want to pay it forward, because you probably were a babysitter as a kid and you should help others learn that experience. Although I will add, number 11 is, it's the best birth control in the world. Like, spend 3 hours with my kids and you will not be doing it.
That's right.
You will not be making babies.
That's right. You'll be like, abstinence is the best way.
Abstinence is the genius thing. So, just saying.
So, but yeah, so we wanted to talk about babysitting, and it's important to get your kids used to babysitters so that when the time comes you want to go on a date, it's not a big deal. But
and as you know, it's important to date your spouse.
That's right. But we want to know what your opinions are on babysitters. What do you pay for them? What do you expect them to do? And how often do you actually get babysitters to go out and do things?
Yeah. Let us know.
Let us know on Facebook and or our webpage and all that stuff.
We'll try to remember and post it. We've been failing on that.
So, but yeah, that's it. So thank you for listening to The Clown Car. Parenting is hard, and we believe you should get a gold star just for trying.
Even if your kids drown or you forget them.
Almost drown.
Just remember, our way is not the only way, obviously. Find what works for you. You are doing a good job.
You can follow us and share your thoughts on Facebook and Twitter at The Clown Car, and email us at theclowncarshow@gmail.com. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review our show on iTunes. That's important because that's how new listeners can find our show. The more you rate and review our show, the more people that do that, then more people will easily be able to find our show when they search for, like, a parenting podcast or something like that.
Or search for awesomeness.
Awesomeness. So if you are a listener to the show, and we know some of you are that are
some of you are listeners.
That's right. So frequent listeners, especially those that are comment on Facebook, and we really appreciate that. But we'd encourage you to go rate and review the show on iTunes so that we, the clown car, can be found more.
Yep.
So until next time, enjoy your circus.